Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. There is nothing the political establishment will not do, no lie that they won't tell, to hold their prestige and power at your expense. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
What is up, fellow patriots? This is your friendly neighborhood patriot Hannah, and welcome back to the Red Patriot Show. I am so happy you guys are joining me. I know it's been a while since I've done an episode. It's been a long while. I've mostly been doing my interviews, which got a lot more great ones coming up. But the reason I haven't really done an episode, I mean, there's not been anything like quote unquote new. I mean, of course, we got the Russia-Ukraine stuff, fog of war with that, guys. China's probably going to go into Taiwan, but everybody just keep calm and patriot on. It's okay. I know the mainstream media, of course, blows it up. But I will say, if you can handle weeding through, you know, like all the stuff on Fox, it's actually really fun to watch. Like Gutfeld, Tucker is blowing it up. I've got some clips that I'm going to be uploading in the next few days from Tucker. And I'll show you guys one of the clips here. It's not edited, but what he just said last night, the 21st on his show. But like I said, Jesse's doing a great job in the five. You still have to deal with the Russian, but the propaganda, you know, the propaganda about Russia and stuff. I'm going to take you guys over here. Like I said, a good resource that I use, guys, I can't tell you 100% that anything I get is accurate. The one thing right now that we're in, there's one thing that we can be sure of, and that's that there's nothing we can be sure of. Okay. That phrase has never been more, you know, important or more descriptive of this situation than we are in like now, just because on the Patriot side of things, there's not really anything like new. And even what we do get, is it purposeful disinformation? Is it disinformation? Like I said, and the deep state has it too. So there's just a lot of disinformation, deception, lies. And like I said, so we're in a fog of war right now between the deep state and what we'd call the white hat movement, the good guys, a worldwide movement that has been wanting to crush the deep state for a long time, because the deep state, of course, wants to kill the majority of people on the earth. And then, of course, have their reign, total reign, and have control of everything. So there's been that constant struggle for a long time. Could call it good and evil. As a Christian, like I said, very well aware of that spiritual warfare and stuff side of things, but there's been that going on. So, and you'll actually hear about it a little bit in Fox News. They're really starting to talk about Soros a lot. They actually have started saying deep state. I've heard some people on there, they've been talking deep state, and some of the actual people themselves, the news anchors and stuff have actually been saying deep state. They've been using the term child actors a lot with the TikTok influencers, which I'll take you over and show you that here in a second over on this place called Real World News. But they've been saying child actors a lot with, like, you know, Biden and them paying these kids or allegedly paying all these children to make these TikTok videos and to say that, you know, Russia and stuff is bad. So there's that going on. But they've been saying child actors a lot. And for those of us who know ones like crisis actors, like a crisis actors in the deep state and how that has played and seen Wag the Dog. So we know that child actors, I mean, crisis actors, it's very short. So if you watch Fox, they're starting to be some slow, not reveals, but getting people, I think, ready for what's coming. I don't know who's in control of a lot of the media and stuff out here. This is my commentary. Like I said, I could end up having dirt on my face, dirt on my face in the end, and could be cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. But like I said, I'm a redhead, so I'm used to it. And also I'm young, so I'm like, I'm a redhead, I'm a young redhead, so I'm like, I'm used to putting my foot in my mouth, like, on everything. So if hopefully I don't be wrong, but if I'm wrong, yeah, we're all wrong on some things. Hopefully it's just trying to keep it to a pass or fail, or hopefully an A if you're going on a grading system. But there's just a lot of stuff going on, like I said, particularly with the Russian Russian disinformation, but that's because I hear it all the time on there, and I know it's not, but it's like, it is something you have to be careful of watching TV or the news or whatever. Cause like I said, I mean just disinformation from the deep state, but I say Russian disinformation just because I keep hearing it on the TV. So that is Project Mockingbird and stuff. So like I said, I'm even watching and I have to catch myself and stuff and be like, okay, Hannah, like take a step back. This of course is still so, but whenever you get used to it and weaning through a lot of it, it does get easier. So if you guys want to watch Fox, it is a fun show. I do it like while I'm working and doing other stuff. So I'm not completely like just watching it, but I can do lots of things at a time. But if you can't, that's okay. If you can't weed through all the stuff, or if it gets you too pulling you back into the matrix, just don't watch it. It's okay. Go watch something else. You don't need to. It's fine. It's totally fine. But I'll go ahead and share the screen and just show you guys a couple things. But with I'll move that down. Yeah. So like I said, here's Real World News, which is a source that I use. I know there's been a lot of contention even out here in the channels and stuff. Some people like it, some people don't. Like you said, I do believe it's real. It very well may not be. But this is what I go to and I usually look at. And I'll tell you guys, the reason I look at it and the reason I do trust it more and more is because what I'm seeing on here also lines up with what you hear from like Simon or Charlie or Juan, like 07. Some of the tidbits I get from them, those pieces fit together with pieces on here. And also these pieces fit with what I'm seeing, some of the reveals happening on mainstream media. So it's kind of, they're all fitting together, but you got to go out here and get them in multiple places, which is the cool thing about this movement is that everybody brings their own pieces like to the table. Everybody brings their own pieces of the puzzle. Nobody's got like everything, but we all got to come together and bring our own pieces. And that's when we get like the whole picture and stuff. But Real Raw News, like I said, that Psaki paid TikTokers to promote administration propaganda. I saw that just this last week on Fox News. They were talking about that because like these kids got on there and say like Putin is not, Biden is not responsible for price hikes. It's Putin and all this other stuff. And I mean, these are children. I mean, teenagers, many of them, but it's like, you know, these are children and they're using them to promote an agenda, which of course, for us knowing the deep state, I mean, child traffickers, and just evil, evil people. It's like, they don't care. They abuse children all the time. And then they love doing that. Now, obviously some of them do the child sacrifice, the blood, the adrenochrome, drinking the blood and stuff, but a lot of them just will just abuse children, which is awful. And that's what the Russia-Ukraine thing is. And then more than likely probably is going to be China and Taiwan, because Taiwan also has a lot of the child traffickers there and money laundering. Ukraine is similar. A few of these actually, like I said, Putin updates Trump on Ukraine cleansing. Some sources inside Mar-a-Lago, according to this website, have talk about what President Trump and President Putin talk about on their phone calls. And I will say, you probably heard that President Trump and President Putin like aren't working together or whatever. Some of that stressed out here. It's not they're working together. Obviously, Xi Jinping, Putin, President Putin, President Trump, they're all their own alphas in a sense, like, because they're their own leaders of their countries and all these other countries too. The Saudi Arabian prince, his name eludes me, and a lot of these other ones, they're their own, obviously, sovereignty. They have their own, and they're doing what's best for their nations and the people of their country. But it sounds like they're still kind of updating each other on what they're doing. Just saying, so in this call, President Putin was like, Mr. President, like, this is kind of what we're doing, kind of updating him on that. So it's not like they were working together. If you've ever seen the movie Godzilla versus Kong, the new one, like I said, it's a great movie and it's a really great analogy for what we're seeing here, because Kong and Godzilla, they're both alphas, they're never going to be like best buddies, best friends, linking arms, making friendship bracelets, skipping down the trail together. Okay. But they band together close to the movie to defeat the Mechagodzilla, because they would both, Mechagodzilla would kill them both unless they worked together to defeat them. So that's kind of, it's the same thing with a 355, work together or die alone. So, but in the end of the movie, Godzilla and Kong, Godzilla goes back out into the ocean, and cause he's kind of, he reigns over kind of the earth area. And then Kong goes like down into the inner earth, which it's interesting. They actually have an inner earth, like a whole ecosystem there. So that's interesting with some of the people who think like the hollow earth theory. So it'll be interesting to see what comes out on the hollow earth stuff. And for Christians, actually, that's not unbiblical. I mean, we know there's the earth, but we don't know if there's like stuff in the middle, but anyways, that's completely different point. I just thought it was interesting that that was in the movie. But that's kind of what we're seeing here with these world leaders of the alliance, I think is what they've been called, working together and stuff, like President Trump, President Putin, because they're working together, mutual professionalism and stuff, and then kind of updating each other on what's going on. Because if you read some of it here, President Trump doesn't even tell him some of the things, I guess he said, he's like, we're getting ready to do some things, I can't tell you about it, but they're kind of just updating. Particularly President Putin was updating President Trump on the getting the child traffickers and stuff out. And they've been getting a lot of them out over there. And like I said, a lot of us know this stuff. So, I mean, it's not like probably a lot of this is any news to you. This is more kind of just like encouraging you guys, like, it's okay. This stuff may take a little bit, you know, to play out, but it's been, it's okay. It's like, it may take a little bit to play out, but it's like, it's going to be okay. And so, but like I said, Real Raw News is a really great source to use. I mean, is it cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs? I honestly personally don't believe so, but if it turns out to in the future, like I said, we've all been wrong in some aspect and gotten things wrong, and it's okay. Some have been more right than others, but I'm like, hey, none of us have been, nobody out here has been 100% right. And if you listen to Simon, it doesn't even sound like the Whiteheads at the top. It sounds like they made a few mistakes thinking, you know, maybe that they could wake up more people. And then they realized, wow, we're never going to wake it up. And then, so maybe they could have maybe saved more people if they had done things differently, but it's, we're all people and it's okay. We're all on the same side here, guys, the Patriot side, there's the Patriot side and the deep state side. And worldwide, like I said, the Patriot side, I mean, we are the big minority, the worldwide deep state. Like I said, there are lots of them, but it's a very small majority compared to us American people versus people across the entire world. Okay. All the people. And honestly, it doesn't matter what country you're in. We're all patriots here fighting for the deep state, whether you're an American or you're Chinese, like from China, or you're a Chinese citizen or a Mexican citizen. It doesn't matter, whichever country you're from, we're all here and we're all patriots in kind of like this global movement and stuff. But like I said, Real Raw News is a great, great place to get some stuff. Here's just a quick clip. Actually, I'll take you and show this first, and then I'll end on the Tucker clip. You probably heard, if you've listened to any mainstream media, that President Putin is wanting Alaska back. Now, I don't know a lot of the history, on Alaska, but I'd say there's a lot more there than what we've, of course, been told. Same thing with Hawaii. Hawaii, I've been hearing, has been wanting to pull away, has been wanting to get away from the U.S. in a sense of getting away from the U.S., like not being a state of it anymore. And so whenever the Alaska situation came up, I thought, I wonder what it was about Hawaii and stuff. And so I went, and actually it sounds like, from what I heard, Hawaii was actually illegally overthrown, because it said the monarchy was overthrown by resident American and European capitalists and landholders. So before that, Hawaii was its own constitutional monarchy, and it had like the Kingdom of Hawaii. It had its own, like I said, it had the queen, Queen Lili Ukulani, which I'm sure I probably butchered that, but she was apparently the last queen they had. So it sounds like they were illegally taken by America, and this would have been after America, the Act of 1871, the corporation. So it sounds like us as a country, we illegally took it from the people of Hawaii, like the people of the kingdom there. So if that was illegally taken, I'd say there's probably a lot of other things. I don't know, maybe the Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, I'm not really for sure. But I'd say we're going to see a lot of rearranging, not just of the United States, but like I said, I mean, China and Russia and a lot of these other nations. I'd say we're going to see a lot of rechanging there. But of course, the news has to talk, for whatever reasons, about still, you know, like the mainstream media lies and stuff and the deception there and stuff. So you still have some of that. But if you were going to watch a show, I would say Tucker is the best one to watch. And here is a clip. Like I said, this is just from last night. And I'll be sharing this on my site too. And also another clip. But this one particularly about Ukrainians, because everybody making out Ukraine to be the underdog. This, and I don't know what... Not everything, of course, I know we're seeing from Ukraine is false. Okay. The bombings and stuff, we're still not for sure who's doing that. We know that the deep state doesn't care to kill their own. On Real Raw News, Putin is saying that President Trump, it's not us. There have been some civilians caught in the crossfire, but it's the deep state blowing up their own stuff and blowing up their own stuff and even doing stuff in green screens in Hollywood, because some people in Ukraine, actually, we know somebody, we just met someone recently, who they have friends and family in Ukraine, and they get sent videos. This is a blue collar worker. They're getting sent videos of their relatives, I believe in Kyiv, or not Kyiv, Lviv, or Lviv, maybe Mariupol or something. And whenever the news is showing videos of like smoldering ashes and all that, they're walking up and down the streets and saying, there's nobody here. It's life like it was like normal. So there's a lot of stuff we're being lied to. We don't know all the stuff that's real. I saw this one image. I couldn't find it because I was going to share it with you guys, but I couldn't find it. It is a picture of, it's got apparently a blown up building in the background. And it's like in the front, and then it has this bush that has no leaves or anything on it. And you can see a bunch of dust and sit around. And then in the bush with no leaves on it, there's this stuffed animal that's looking like rat. And then the camera like takes a picture. So it makes it like you see a stuffed animal and you automatically think of children, right? Okay. But this stuffed animal looked brand new, had no dirt, had no soot. It had nothing on it. And considering where it was compared to where the building was, there is no physical way, unless it was thrown. And it probably wouldn't have even gotten there being thrown unless somebody just purposefully dropped it there. Guys, you could totally tell this thing was staged. This picture was staged to elicit an emotional response. And if you listen to the five, Greg is talking about that. Now, you'll still deal with some of the Russian the disinformation about Russia and this stuff in there, in the shows, but he's saying everybody needs to take a step back and quit doing an emotional response. And that is right. So like I said, Ukraine, whatever is really going on there, there are people suffering and are people dying, but guys, it is Putin cleaning up, because Ukraine has been a worldwide center for child trafficking, particularly, and money laundering there for a long time. Same thing has Taiwan. So President Putin, Xi Jinping, they're going to go in and they're going to clean up this. There's going to be casualties and it's sad, but they are getting these bleepity bleeps. And I'm not going to use the word, the words, actually, because that word isn't even, probably doesn't, they're getting them. So that's what's going on there. But this is from Tucker. And this is just showing that Ukraine may not be, or that leadership in Ukraine, particularly Zelensky and all them, they're not the little lambs that everybody thinks them to be. Dan, take a listen.
Dismisses it. Here's a man called Gennady Druzenko. Druzenko is a medic in charge of a field hospital in Ukraine. He's appeared on CNN. In this clip, he casually announces that he has ordered the castration of captured Russian soldiers. Watch.
Я своїм врачам дав указання. Всегда я був большим гуманістом і говорив, що як тільки чоловік поранений, він вже не враг, а пацієнт. Но тепер дуже жорстке указання всім мужчинам каструвати, тому що це таракани, а не люди. І повірте, всі врачі, які всю життя спасали пацієнтів, русські, тут будуть вмирати в великому кількості.
Cockroaches, not people. Now, again, that doesn't mean the broader Ukrainian cause is unjust. It is just. They were invaded. they have a right to fight back and expel the Russians from their country. And for the fifth time, we're rooting for that. But we're paying for this, so we have a right to know exactly what's happening. We have an absolute right to know. In fact, we have a constitutional right to free media. We don't have that. That video, by the way, disappeared. People on the internet managed to get a copy of it.
Well, so basically, that's the situation there. And like I said, Tucker, you're still going to have to deal with some of that. I'm not for sure who, and on Fox, I'm not for exactly who's deep state, who's good, who's been deep state, but maybe who made a deal with the good guys and stuff. So, guys, I have no idea. I'm just telling you guys that the Ukrainian leadership, Zelensky and all them, they are not good. They are evil. And saying prisoners of wars need to be castrated. Tucker made a good point. That is a violation of the Geneva Convention. So, and for those of you who've watched my ones a while back about the Law of War manual, is what the good guys are going off of. So for Zelensky to say, well, Zelensky's, some of his underlings, the people who are under the people who are under him and stuff, either way, this is going on. And also Zelensky has, this was on Tucker too, shut down political opposition. And he just passed some type of a law to make it to where nobody can run against him, basically. No political opposition can run against him, or no political party can run against him. So he is not the little lamb. He is not the good person that people, you know, are making him out to be. He is evil, and he is deep state. And so that is kind of the whole situation here. I'm going to start doing maybe some live streams and stuff, just maybe about kind of what's been on the news and kind of helping walk you guys through it and stuff. Cause I know a lot of you guys are probably doing really great, not freaking out. If some of you are, I totally get that. It's okay. It is a scary time, but it's okay. And the good guys are winning this. We are winning this. And we are going to win this, us, the American people, standing up, local action, national impact. And then, of course, the good guys doing their thing and getting doing the things that we can't, like military tribunals and taking a lot of these people out. And just remember, don't get involved with infighting. It's OK. Honestly, love everybody out here in this patriot movement. It's OK. In this patriot movement, we're all still on the same side. There's different, you know, camps, and people like to sit in certain tables with certain people. That's OK. That's just people. Some people like to be around certain people and don't like to be around other people. It's OK. It doesn't mean any of them are bad or wrong. It's just some people like other people better. So that's kind of the situation here. And just keep calm and patriot on. We are going to get through this. And just, if any of you guys ever got discouraged, just remember my smiling face and really just, like I said, from a 23-year-old, calm, don't worry. We may have to go through some hard times to get there. It may take a little longer, but you know what? We are going to beat this thing. The good guys, we are going to beat this thing. And so the deep state is on notice. They've been on notice for a while, but from me to the deep state, if any of them are watching this, you're unnoticed. You will not win this. You will not win this. So we're going to win. Y'all have already lost. So until we meet again, this is your friendly neighborhood patriot Hannah signing off. And like I said, remember, stay encouraged, and remember, keep calm and patriot on.
I called General Flynn. I said, General Flynn, I feel like God wants us to team up to do a Reopen America tour, and we get people back to God. And he says, I know. I'm going, you know?
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by God, you know the thing.
I wasn't thinking of the Bill of Rights when we did this.
I believe America is supposed to be that shining city on the hill, the beacon of freedom.
Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction.
You gotta make sure you tell me the full thing.
These vaccines are zero liability.
There's so much fake information.
It's the David and Goliath thing.
Their agenda is not God's agenda.
Why will the churches not stand up?
I'm trying to save America.
I believe we're in the greatest revival in history.
Thank you for
for watching the Red Patriot Show. To find more of my content, resources, and where you can find all of my video platforms as well as all the social media outlets I use, go to www.theredpatriotshow.com. That's www.theredpatriotshow.com. See y'all later.